Okay. Gemara Bracha Staff Mem Gimel Amud Beis. This is related to Amashvui. The Gemara Pesachim over here. No, ignore. Okay. The Gemara has the following Machlokus on Rabbanan. You just saw this with Dr. Oppenheimer. Hevilufanav Shemin Vahadas. So they were two things that were brought to the person. There was oil and there was hadasim. As Rashi points out over here, this is at the end of the meal. So why do you have shemen brought to you at the end of the meal? You want to wash your hands. Your hands are filthy. They smell terrible. So you put a little bit of oil on them. Hadas. So you want to smell the hadas, right? Reach. So what's the correct order? So machlok between beis shamay and beis hillel. Beis shamay amrim mevarach l'shem mevarach mevarach al hadas. So first oil, then hadas, and then beis hillel amrim mevarach al hadas mevarach mevarach l'shem. And beis hillel says the order is flipped. Amar Rabbi Gamliel ani achriya. Rabbi Gamliel says I'm going to be machriya. Now, as pointed out by numerous people, I cite the Pnei Yehoshua over here, but numerous people point this out. The word achriya is a strange term that's used in the context of this Gemara over here. Achriya generally means that I'm going to take a middle position, a compromised position. But as Rashi points out over here, that's not the way Rashi understands it. Rashi understands ani achriya, meaning I'm going to side with Beis Shammai. Now, of course, this is unusual. Usually, machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we fall like Beis Hillel. In fact, the Gemara in a number of places says that Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ainu mishnah. Simply, Beis Shammai's position is disregarded altogether. But anyway, in this particular scenario, Rabbi Gamliel falls like Beis Shammai. And he says, Shemen zachin l'recha v'zachin l'sichaso. When it comes to oil, so what do we got from oil? We have reach and we have sicha, which smells good, and it also goes right into your skin. Hadas l'recha zachinu, but as far as hadas is concerned, so it's just reach. So l'sichaso l'zachinu, but there's no sicha when it comes to hadas. Okay, so he follows the opinion of Beis Shammai, that first should come the Shemen and then afterwards the hadas. I'm Rav Yochanan, halacha k'divrei ha-machriya. And Rav Yochanan makes a comment over here that the halacha falls like the machriya. The machriya being Rabbi Gamliel, who falls the opinion of Beis Shammai. So, in an odd moment in halacha, so the Gemara seems to favor considerably the position of Beis Shammai. And then the Gemara gets a little bit strange. The Gemara then says, Rav Papa ikol lebe Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Ika. So Rav Papa goes now to the house of Rav Huna, and Isil kamei shemen lahadas. And now, at the end of the meal, this must have been common back then. I haven't been a guest by someone who presents Shemen and Hadas at the end of the meal. As a host, I don't do Shemen and Hadas at the end of the meal. But back then, it must have been a popular thing. So Rav Papa was given the opportunity to have both oil and Hadasim at the end of the meal. So Shaka Rav Papa Bricha Hadas, Bereisha V'Hadar Bricha Shemen. So what did Rav Papa do? So first he made the Bracha on Hadasim, and then he made a Bracha afterwards on the Shemen. So Amar Lei, so they're all looking at Rav Papa like, are you okay? Everything all right over here? So Lo Sevel Amar Halachik Divrei HaMachriya. Look, we just had Rav Gamliel side like Beis Shammai, and we just had Rav Yochanan side like Rav Gamliel, who side like Beis Shammai. So you're following a position that seemingly is not the halacha. So Amar Lei Hachem Rava. So Rav Papa says you guys have nothing to worry about because I'm siding with Rava, which is halacha ke Beis Hillel, and Rava was of the opinion that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Okay, that is Rav Papa's defense, and it's a pretty good defense, meaning, first of all, it is Beis Hillel as opposed to Beis Shammai, and number two, he's saying that his Rebbe Rava paskin in favor of Beis Hillel, so everything's good. And then the Gemara ends off as oddly as it could, as awkwardly as it could. Velohi, the Gemara says, but it's not so. Li'ishtemuti nafshehu da'avan. He just said this in order to kind of get away with his actions. I translate the Gemara pretty literally, and if you look at Rashi right there, and I'm reading the Rashi, Velohi lo amar Rava hilchaso kebeis Hillel. Rava never said this is Rashi's pshat. Rava never said that the halacha in this regard is falling like Beis Hillel. Ela Rav Papa ichsif lefi shita. It just happens to be that Rav Papa was very embarrassed because he made a mistake. V'hishmin atzma bekach, and so he made up the story that Rava said that the halacha falls like Beis Hillel in order to save face, in order to save himself from embarrassment. That's Rashi on the Gemara. Now, it's very strange, by the way, because this kind of experience I've done many times in my lifetime. You'll be happy to know that in my earlier years, not so much in my later years, but like, in other words, if you get embarrassed and you want to save face, so you make up a story. Okay, good, that's me. But like, we're talking about a maraim over here. Like, it's really difficult. I understand the humans, and I get it, but they're a maraim, they're kadoshim. It's hard to imagine that this is the behavior of or a papa because he made a mistake. And so, question number one, which is the obvious one, is that within Rashi's Peshat, it's just really difficult to imagine and understand that this is Rav Papa's behavior. Question number two, and really much more fundamentally, is Shemen and Hadas. So the big debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which one comes first? What is the debate resting on? What is it riding on? Why one over the other? And what exactly is the argument? Okay, so I saw a number of things, but of interest, which I'm going to share this evening, is an Or Sameach. So I saw an Or Sameach that is obviously on the Rambam, and he addresses the fundamental issues. And along with addressing the fundamental issues, he also beautifully navigates us through the awkwardness of Rav Papa. So it's a great Or Sameach, which we're going to go through together right now. So the Or Sameach can be found in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, and the Or Sameach reads as follows. Sorry for not handing out one to everybody, but I have it right in front of me. I'm reading. So Amalei Hachi Amarav Halacha Kebeisil V'Lohu Lishemut Nashu Deka Aved V'Inei Tamua. So the Or Sameach is going to ask the questions, much of which we already asked. Kfi Anira De Rabbeinu LaGarisla. Now, it sounds like the Rambam didn't have that girsa. The Rambam says that first you make a bracha on the hadas, upoter es hashemen. The Rambam has a funny psak over here. But anyway, v'nir lefarish mishum sheyesh lahavim b'may pligi. But the Or Sameach says, but really what's at the core over here is understanding what they're debating. V'nir de shemen halo eino omid la'riach kamo hadas. Now, shemen, generally speaking, is not for a scent, it's not for fragrance, not like the hadas. Rak mishum hachi yesh bo sicha. But in other words, but the quality of shemen is, of course, the fact that you rub it into the skin. Now, when you take oil and you rub it into your skin, you don't make a bracha. It's one of those oddities which, the more I think about it, the more I wonder. Like, the Chachamim obviously gave brachas for hana, for enjoyment. And there are certain hanas which the Chachamim didn't give a bracha for. Right? Back in the day, so like when you lit the mugmar, when you lit the scent that goes throughout the house, so presumably there was no bracha. When you're rubbing oil into your skin, there's no bracha. The Chacham didn't make a bracha for that. Not sure why. I'm going to be honest with you, but there isn't a bracha. The fact is, there isn't a bracha. Kamosha Amru Shemen Asu La'avir Azuma Inam Avarech Alav Klal. Kamosha Pirush Rabbeinu V'Tosfos. Ulam Al Recha Mevarech. However, if it's a particularly fragrant oil, so then you're going to make a bracha. Imkein Al Hadas Matzul Levarech Yoser. Da'ayu Mevin Hadas B'motzei Shabbos. Now, as far as the Hadas is concerned, so every opportunity you get a hadas in your hand, so you're going to make a bracha. The Sephardim are much more into this, Ashkenazim much less so. But in other words, with the hadas, so there's bracha opportunities all around. Dahi mevin hadas b'motzei Shabbos, l'beisa mishtel, l'beisa avel, uva arvi shabbosos, gabi uvda derash bi, v'omeid lahariach, v'habracha mitzuya bo yosef. So it's a really interesting tension over here. Meaning as far as oil is concerned and rubbing it into your skin, that is a frequent occurrence. Now, there's no bracha associated with it, but the usage of the oil is a much greater usage than that of hadasim. On the other hand, every time you use the hadas, you're going to make a bracha on the hadasim. So, amnam ha-shemen ha-tashmish, u-mashem b'nei adam na'anim mimani yoser matzui, mimnei shazichin l'sicha sol ha-recho. Oh, so now, the Or Sameach explains, exactly here's now what is the issue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. You have something that has more frequent usage, that is the oil. You have something that has more frequent bracha, that's the hadas. So now, which one is the halacha going to give precedence to? The one that has greater usage, or the one that has greater bracha? I'm sorry, I stopped in the middle of a sentence. As far as the oil is concerned, there's no bracha by the oil. And now, hearkening back to one of the first shiurim that we had in the sixth perek, what happens if you drink olive oil? So the halacha is if you drink olive oil. So according to Rashi and according to the Rif, you don't make a bracha. And even according to the Rambam, you do make a bracha, but no one's drinking olive oil. Meaning, again, it's something that people don't do. Kamosha kasav arif, v'af l'masha pasko d'mevarech, sha'akol ein derech shemen, I'm sorry, ein derech lishto shemen l'chudei. No one drinks olive oil by itself. Ucha yotzeb ez matanu d'pliga leba d'Rav Yehuda, b'sham and b'sila. Okay, now, so, before we move on to the next part, so basically the way the Or Sameach sets it up is that what do we have over here? What are the two values that are conflicting with one another? One is that oil, the usage is great, but the bracha is minimal. You're not making bracha on oil. Not when you're rubbing it into your skin, not when you're drinking it according to the Rif and according to Rashi, and even according to the Rambam, you're not really drinking it that often. So, there's more usage when it comes to oil, but a lot less bracha. By hadasim, the usage is less, but the bracha is greater. Every time you use it, you're going to be making a bracha. So that's the tension of which one should come first. The one that's used more often, or the one that has more bracha associated with it. Then the Or HaSameach says, now let's think about it, and let's think about where else Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a related debate. Okay, so we get the same brachos, and we're going to move on to a later parak in the Masechta. And that is, and now we can move on to the next stage of the Or HaSameach, Pliga Liba de Rabbi Yehuda Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Shebeis Shammai Omer Malamor V'achar Kach Al HaBesamim, Beis Hillel Safra B'samim V'achar Kach Ma'or. So in Havdalah, what is the correct order? So we all agree the starting point is Yayin. We all agree that it ends with Hamavda Ben Kosh Achol, Havdalah, and then there are two brachas in the middle. One is Besamim, the other is Ma'or. So what's the correct order? Machlok is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that first it's Ma'or and then afterwards Besamim, and Beis Hillel says Besamim V'achar Kach Ma'or. Now, obviously, as we're going to point out in just a moment, there we pass on like Beis Hillel. Now watch. Uve my pligi. V'nira de pligi b'zeh. So the Or HaSameach says, so I think now that the tension that we have over here, the conflict over here, is the same conflict that we have over there. De b'mor ha'nashol b'nei adam mimenu matzu v'tadyam. So as far as light is concerned, so light's fantastic. And usage is up. She'ir shal yishamish b'la or. You can't go a night without or. Now, when you turn on the light, did the Chachamim make a bracha? Again, the answer is no. Right? And again, it's one of those situations where I could have seen the Chachamim make a bracha, meaning the benefit is tremendous, but there's no bracha. Now, there is a time that we make a bracha, but it's limited. It's just Motzei Shabbos. Now, when it comes to Besamim, so okay, so the usage of Besamim is not as great as Ner. But every time you're smelling besamim, you're going to make a bracha. So once again, we're now at that same tension. So it's usage versus the bracha. So ner has more usage, besamim has more bracha. So Beis Hillel says, okay. So now, given the conflict, so Beis Hillel says, we're going to put the besamim first, even though its usage is less, but it's got more bracha. That which has more bracha is going to come before that which is more used and more oftenly used. Mishum da bracha matzui bo. The af agav shetash mishus shol ner tadir tvei. Kein hacha hahadas kon mibnei sha bracha matzui bo yos mishemen. And now using that principle of bracha, according to Beis Hillel, bracha comes before usage. So now on our issue of shemen and hadas, we're going to say that bracha comes before usage. That's why hadas comes before shemen. Good. So now, this is the way Rav Papa saw it. I saw the machlokus over there by Havdalah. I see our machlokus over here. I understand what the underpinning of both machlokus are. It's the same. And now, this is great. So now, when Rav Papa made the statement, oh, I heard Rav say the halachos like Beis Hillel, the Or HaSameach explains beautifully. The Rav posik sham de besamim bresha. Now, over there by Havdalah, so Rava paskins that Besamim comes before Nir, which is, of course, what we do. So the V'lachin, Amar Papa Hachi, Amar Rava, Halacha Kebeis Hillel. And now in our Gemara, so Rav Papa says, you know, I'm quoting Rava, Rava says, Halacha is like Beis Hillel. He didn't mean on this particular issue, he meant on the Havdalah issue. Oh, but he thought, oh, but the two issues are running parallel with one another. So the Besamim Barosh V'Hadim V'Archa Nir. So in other words, so in Rav Papa's mind now, since Rav over there by Havdalah Paskin, that we're going to go first with bracha, then usage, so too over here, we're going to go first with bracha, then with usage. Because the two machloksim are running parallel with one another. Oh, so good. Now, obviously, this is not going to be Rashi's pshat, but this is the Or HaSameach's pshat. When the Gemara says velohi, what the Gemara means to say is that Rav Papa had a great consideration, but the two Gemaras are not running parallel with one another. Because as far as Havdalah is concerned, and the fact that Besamim comes before Ner, that's not really the same issue as our issue over here. The Tam and Tam and Mishum Debrachas HaNashi Yala Hadas La'ariya Chodom L'Ner She'enu Al Hana Rak L'Zecher Shu Nivra B'motzei Shabbos. You see, over there by Havdalah, so it is Besamim Ner, like Beis Hillel. But why? Not because like Rav Papa and our sugya thought, it's because it's bracha over usage. No. Over there, we're making a bracha on besamim because that's hana. And ner, it's not a hana bracha. The ner bracha is zecher, it reminds us of the first fire of Moshe Shabbos. So it's a totally different mechayev, it's a totally different driving force in terms of why we make that bracha. Kamosha Kasav Rush. This point was made by the Rush. Ava Kanshish name Al Hana'a Mevarcha Shem Mevarcha Kachal V'samim. But over here, these two brachas that you're making of Shemin and Hadas on us, they're both Hana'a brachas. And so therefore the two machloksim are not running parallel with one another, and that's why the Gemara rejects Rav Papa's statement. So let's just quickly recap. So over here we have the Or Sameach explaining, not like Rashi, that what was Rav Papa doing? According to Rashi, Rav Papa was just basically making up a story so that he would save face and save embarrassment. It's a difficult shot by Rashi, but that's Rashi. The Or Sameach says no, not necessarily. Rather, what the Or Sameach, the way he explains the Gemara is as follows. That what is driving the Gemara's machlokas over here between Mishamim and Beis Hillel is whether it's Hadas or whether it's Shemen, is that Hadas is used less frequently, but every time we use it, there's a bracha. Shemen is used more frequently, but even with its more frequent usage, there's no bracha. No bracha when you rub Shemen into your oil, into your skin. No bracha when you are drinking Shemen by itself. Even according to the Rambam, you are making shakal, but you're not doing it that often. So it's a question of usage versus bracha. So on usage versus bracha, so Beis Hillel says that the item that has bracha should come before the item that's more often used. Beis Shammai says the reverse, and that's what Rav Papa thought the machlok is over here. And similarly, what Rav Papa thought is that's the same machlok is by Havdalah as well. And that's why according to Beis Hillel, Besamim should come before Ner. Besamim is something which has more bracha, and Ner is something which is used more often. So he thought the two were parallel. And when the Gemara said Velohi, what the Gemara was rejecting is the parallel, meaning it's not the same achlokus. Over there, it's a bracha sana and a bracha of zecher lener rishon. Over here, both brachas are bracha sana. So the Gemara just simply splits the two issues, and they're not running parallel with one another. There, of course, we do pasken like Beis Hillel, but that doesn't mean that we pasken like Beis Hillel in our case.